how you feeling?
Good. Feel good. Body feels good. It's a new week, so I'm feeling good.
What's kind of the overall attitude on the team right now? I mean, starting off 2-5.
Well, obviously we're, a little frustrated, and we feel that we could, be playing better football. But overall, we feel we're a good team with a bad record.
And these safeties like Dawkins, Reed, and the versatile guys that can cover so many places. What's it like playing against them in terms of comparison with the other guys, and how much do you have to account for them during a game?
Well, you always have to know where they are. Even if you're throwing away from them, you have to be aware that these guys can get around the ball, and we call them ball hawks. They're always around the ball. They seem to make plays, and when the ball's up in the air, they're always the first ones to grab it. So you always have to be aware of where those type players are.
You see Troy every day in practice. Is that just an instinct or more speed or what? Just a combination of everything?
I think it's a combination of everything. I think it's speed, it's ball awareness, it's natural ability. I think it's just that instinct of being around the ball. I don't think it's something that you can't coach what some of these safeties have.
Ben, the Broncos blitzed so much last year, and you guys took advantage of that. Are you surprised watching film how much their defense has changed this year?
Not really, because their defense is so good. It's kind of like, they say to line up and beat us. We don't need to throw a lot of things at you. We've got personnel that can beat you straight up, and we're going to show you and prove to you that we can do it. And I think that's why they're so good, because they're not trying to do too much. They just line up and let their men beat you.
You've had a couple times this year, first with the appendectomy and then last week with the concussion, where, during the week it's kind of up in the air whether you're going to play or not. How tough is that decision for a guy when you know that you may be not 100%, but you want to play?
Well, for me it's not that tough, because I want to be out there and I want to, be out there for my guys. And, it's tough not knowing, because you just don't know physically and mentally what coach is going to do. But, I always want to be out there, and I'm going to tell coach as often as I can that I want to be out there and play him.
Ben, after all the early success you had, and then everything you've been through, I mean, you kind of look at it that maybe the football gods have decided to knock you around a little bit.
Well, things always happen for a reason. I firmly believe that, and it's tough. You set the bar so high the first couple of years that the expectations are always going to be up there. So, you're always going to go through these stretches. I've talked to so many great quarterbacks. On these last couple weeks, and they say you're going to have these stretches, and this isn't going to be the last time that you have a stretch like this. So, it's just part of the game of football.
Ben, how much did a motorcycle accident change your life?
It obviously changes your life when you have an accident like that.
How so?
In a lot of ways. You appreciate life, and you're thankful every day to wake up and be alive.
You ride anymore?
No.
Obviously, do you go back and regret that whole deal about, riding your motorcycle and doing something that, kind of puts your health in danger there?
No, not at all. I'm not going to sit there and regret things I've done. I think that it was a decision I made, and, I'm not going to look back and regret it.
Of all the injuries you've had, is the concussion maybe the one that was the most frustrating, because you were just, you just came off back-to-back real good games?
Well, it's always frustrating when something like that happens, and the appendectomy was just as frustrating, because I worked so hard to be out there and be ready for the first game, and then it happens right before the first game. So any injury is pretty devastating.
Willie Parker talked after the game last week against Oakland that, because you guys are the defending Super Bowl champs, you guys haven't quite matched the intensity of your opponents. Would you agree with that assessment? That's been part of the problem?
Well, I think that when you go out and you play other teams, they kind of are gunning for you a little bit harder because you're the champs. And so we are definitely getting everybody's best shot, and I think that we need to definitely step up and start playing better football.
Can you describe maybe some of the transition your offense has gone through, obviously not having the bus anymore and not having Randall L?
Well, we've had some injuries, we've had some changes, some guys moving around different positions, and that's always tough to form kind of that chemistry when guys are always moving around. So, but we've got a lot of guys that I think are, are really up for the challenge of stepping up and filling the voids of people that are either injured or something that's going on. So I think that we're doing going through that transition where hopefully we can start to turn it on and get used to playing by each other.
And did you see any of Ebenezer Ekubon's comments? He basically said that he thinks that your offense is clicking a little more with Charlie Batch in there right now.
No, I didn't see that.
Is it tough for you to get I'm sure you're getting some criticism out there. Is that kind of tough for you? You haven't dealt with that much in your career?
Well, you know, like I said, it's tough because you set the bar so high. First 2 years, people forget you won a Super Bowl last year. But hey, that's the way it goes. You got to start playing. I got to start playing better football.
The AFC Championship game, the highlight in your career for you personally, given the way you played and the magnitude of the win?
It was a great win. And, any time you can win a football game, it feels good.
Can you talk real briefly about Troy's study habits, watching the film, and what difference that makes in his game?
Troy Polamalu?
Yeah.
You'll have to ask him. I don't know what all the stuff Troy does.